gunsmithsupply.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button. You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Pretty quiet weekend forecast. Mostly cloudy skies. The rain chances are not zero, but they're fairly small. It's about a 20% chance, you know, through tonight and tomorrow, and maybe a slightly better chance Sunday night. But the low tonight will be 48. High tomorrow in the low 60s with cloudy skies again on Sunday. Then on Monday, we'll reach the low 70s. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms by Monday night into Tuesday as the first of two fronts moves through the area. Then there'll be a big temperature drop by Tuesday night into Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. I ran across this story. This is interesting. In a time where divorce is common and love of self trumps all others, Robert Bob Johnson and his wife Corrine Johnson are a beautiful reminder of what dedication and real love look like. Bob and Corrine have been together for an impressive 68 years, running a farm and raising seven kids. Corrine went to school to get a teaching degree and taught for a year before marrying into the farming life. They were married on the 20th of October, 1951, at Northland Lutheran Church, her obituary read. She got her first taste of life as a farmer's wife, and Robert worked all day harvesting with his brother, Jerry, before their wedding ceremony. Wow. They eventually settled on a farm where they raised various crops and livestock and brought up a brood of their own. Devoted and involved parents, the two would travel far and wide to attend their kids' sporting events. And Corrine threw herself into many local volunteer positions, including teaching Sunday school and various 4-H projects. Corrine loved to cook and bake for friends and family and was known for her homemade bread, cinnamon rolls, and Swedish tea rings, her obituary read. She also enjoyed gardening, canning, and sewing clothes for her family and quilts for the Scandian Grove, whatever that is. It was on that farm the two of them stayed, even after their children were all grown. In fact, they lived there until just last year when their health began to fail. Bob found out he had cancer, and Corrine found out she had congestive heart failure a short while later. They were both in the hospital, and they passed away within 33 hours of each other. A fact that their children find immensely meaningful. Brent Johnson, one of their sons, pointed out that their 88-year-old father had always put their 87-year-old mother before himself. So it was only fitting that in the end he waited for mother to go first and then he passed away. I sort of thought he looked like he could go for weeks, Bruce Johnson, a cancer doctor, said. As soon as mom died, he went downhill and died in a day. It's hard to imagine that it's just a coincidence. When mom passed, they pulled the curtain between the two beds. He just stared at the curtain. Another daughter said, he teared up, but he didn't have to wait long to follow her. While there was some concern regarding what would happen when one of them passed and left the other behind, that never became an issue, and Bob followed his wife just 33 hours later. How about that? That stuff just tears me up. That's, wow, you know. Unreal. And there's something so much better on the other end of this deal, folks. I hope you know that. I hope you know that we are consciousness. We are energy. We are God-created energy that are enduring an existence within a physical human body. These are just carriers for the consciousness. That's all these bodies are. I hope you know that.
They're vehicles.
That's all they are. So don't worry about it. That's all this is. Believe me, something much, 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 much better is on the other side. If you have a loved one that recently passed, please don't grieve for them because they're the lucky ones. They're not going to have to go through what it looks like we're going to be going through soon. Don't worry about them. They got it made. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that. Also, believe it or not, the state of California is suing In-N-Out Burger, claiming that they're the ones behind the 2017 wildfires. Can you believe that? They're trying to sue them for $1.2 million. They claim they started the fire 2 years ago. Claiming a lawnmower that was cutting the grass at one of these In-N-Out sparked the blaze. Good Lord. Most lawnmowers I know of have spark arrestors, so I don't see how that could possibly happen. But, yeah, who knows? Have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling to talk about you guys just told the story about the two people that passed within a day of each other.
Yes.
You know, something about that just struck me as you know, maybe those people have been together so long that they're you know, our soul probably pulled to his from the other side, you know.
There you go. That's a great way to look at it. Yes.
Well, I mean, my great-grandparents, you know, I think they were married 76 years.
Wow.
I mean, it was amazing, you know, and my grandfather was 98. She was 97.
Wow.
And they passed within a week of each other. And, you know, you know, things like that, you know, you have to realize that there's more to this than just, you know, this flesh. Like, it's...
Yes.
There's something, you know, you talk about quantum entanglement. I mean, that's like the ultimate quantum entanglement right there.
Hey,
you know?
Man, well said, yes. You're absolutely right. It's like the consciousnesses become entangled with one another, and one goes, the other's got to follow.
I mean, it's, you know, how could you not?
Yes. I'm with you.
I just wanted to add my piece.
Thank you.
I love the show, guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you for what you do.
Keep it up, fellas. Appreciate it, man. Later. Love that. Love those kind of calls. Yeah, it just, you know, there's... you know, it's sad because I watched my grandmother after my granddaddy died. I watched her struggle on, you know, because they had been together, I don't know, 55, 60 years. And that's just so sad. And what really, there's two things that really fire me up and make me just mad as hell. And one is when the defenseless unborn children are ground up and snatched from their so-called mother's womb. That just infuriates me because they can't fight back. They're helpless. The other is when the elderly are taken advantage of. I struggle with that. I can't stand that. It infuriates me. And the way that this government's working right now is if you're not contributing to the money, the large amount of money that this government acquires that they can loot from this government, then they don't consider you worthy of life. This all goes back to the speech that was done in Chicago to the physicians back in 1969, the Dr. Day speech, it's known as, where they were told, they couldn't take notes, couldn't record anything, but they were told what was going to be happening in the future, that they were going to try to make the elderly feel like they didn't deserve to live when resources were getting scarce. That's why they would start putting the printing, making these bottles next to impossible for an older person to open, the medicine bottles, making the print so small that they couldn't see it even with their reading glasses on. All these little things, this is all planned out. And it just infuriates me. They built this country, and they're being thrown under the bus. This is no longer the of, by, and for the people government. I know I say that every week, but folks, you've got to realize what's going on. You know, let me just read you a quote. I've got a book here. The book is called The Planned Destruction of America, and it's by Dr. James Wardner. Let me just read you his little quote on the back. I'm here to tell you that the declining American standard of living has been planned from the beginning at the highest levels of American government, a plan to fail, a plan to create insecurity and uncertainty, a plan to make the American people's serfs in the new world order. This book explains in detail who's responsible for our failing economy, the secret plan behind the massive job elimination that America is experiencing, why the, quote, free press hides the truth from us, when the control of our money supply was taken away from our government and illegally handed over to an international group of private banking interests, that's the Federal Reserve, we talked about that, how the Great Depression, 1929 through 31, was planned in secret by the same elite power structure which is now promoting their new world order, the common thread linking the Kennedy and Lincoln assassinations, and the attempted assassinations of two other presidents. And lastly, the carefully orchestrated efforts to lower the moral standards of the American public and how it weakens resistance to mass control. Good book. I'll be reading you a lot of stuff out of that in the weeks to come. All right, let's hit a three-minute break. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. Terry Adams, Jason in here, of course, the postman. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. Formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active Military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating. Recalculating.
Think again. If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get four lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
Happy Holla Deals from Target. Our most joyful deals of the season mean you save more across the whole store. And this Sunday only, get 10% off Target gift cards. That's right, it's back. 10% off Target gift cards, perfect for all the names on your nice list. All the nieces, nephews, teachers, and trainers. But hurry, 10% off Target gift cards is one day only. Sunday, December 8th, and only at Target. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We got another 45 minutes, 272-9228. Let's see, notes and quotes. Let me give you a quote. This is from Winston Churchill. We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. Of course, keep in mind that this quote's from a man who drank two quarts of scotch every day, but other than that. General Douglas MacArthur said, I'm concerned for the security of our great nation, not so much because of any threat from without, but because of the insidious forces working from within. There's a reason that they demoted Douglas MacArthur. There's a reason they character assassinated him so he couldn't run for president. Because what he just said, he knew who they were. Okay? Thomas Jefferson, founding father, said, yes, we did produce a near-perfect republic, but will they keep it? Or will they, in the enjoyment of plenty, lose the memory of freedom? Material abundance without character is the path of destruction. I think he knew what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, I am a Luciferian psychopath. Bloomberg said, I've earned my place in heaven for my anti-gun crusade. There's a brilliant one there.
Well,
these people, these Luciferian psychopaths are just, well, they're psychopaths. Comes with the territory, right? Speaking of that, in Austin, Texas, which we keep reading about, a powerful school board governing the entire city of Austin has approved new sexual education standards that detractors are calling a dream scenario for pedophiles. It is set to teach kids that there are 50 genders. It's also set to give instructions on how to apply condoms for sex acts and how to offer tips on how to perform graphic sexual positions. The Austin Independent School District, of course that's an acronym because everything is with the government, AISD, approved the standards unanimously last month. At the meeting where it was approved, over 100 people made their voices heard about the standards. Pro-child advocates faced off with depraved LGBT activists who are delighted about the success of their efforts to corrupt the souls of our children. One page from the new sex ed standards will give children tips about the best way to have anal sex. It tells children to just forget about myths about anal sex and that, quote, if you get ready the right way, it doesn't need to hurt and it won't cause health issues. Adding that, and I do quote, many people enjoy it. Oh, boy. Unbelievable. Another page from the new sex ed standards encourages children to receive both birth control and abortions without their parents' consent. This is unbelievable, folks. We're watching the corruption of this country, the corruption of our children. Are we going to sit back and let this continue to happen? I don't get it. Another story this week, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, we're talking Chicago here, he got fired. The mayor said it was because of a series of ethical lapses. I got to remember that one, a series of ethical lapses. That's a good one. I like that. What happened was he was found slumped over his vehicle after attempting to drive home from an alcohol-fueled dinner on the 17th of October of this year. He claims, and I love this, if you watch Cops, this is what they always say when they're so drunk they can barely talk. I've had a couple of drinks. That's exactly what they say. How much have you drank tonight, sir? I only had two drinks. Two. Just two. When they say that, you know they are drunk as they can be.
How big was those drinks?
Yeah, exactly. Well, one was like 68 ounces, and the other was a pony keg.
So they were drunk as Cooter Brown.
Yeah, he was pretty drunk. Anyway, it cost him his job, as it should. A little bit of good news. As a business owner, my experiences with lawyers have been, let's just say, less than favorable. Well, let me just say that old William Shakespeare may have been onto something when he said, first thing we do is kill the lawyers. Of course, I'm joking, but not really. However, apparently the way the game is played, instead of defending one's honor, like, say, 19th century French way via a duel, we now sue the other person. So with that being said, we have this headline. Devin Nunes hit CNN with $435 million defamation lawsuit. If that's the game they want to play, then this is the game we need to play in return. Republican Devin Nunes on Tuesday filed the $435 million defamation lawsuit against CNN over what the lawsuit called a demonstrably false hit piece that alleged that Nunes had met with a former Ukraine prosecutor to gather negative information about former vice president and current nut job Joe Biden and his son Hunter. I love stripper. It's Biden. Fox News and other media outlets reported Tuesday. How about that? He also is suing Vicky Ward, the one who wrote the piece, Chris Cuomo, anchor of Cuomo Primetime, who had Ward as a guest when they blurted this story out and represented it as the truth. The lawsuit also states, and I love this, CNN is the mother of fake news. Amen. It is the least trusted name. CNN is eroding the fabric of America, sowing distrust and disharmony. It must be held accountable. Couldn't agree more. If that's the game they want to play, then let's sue them in return. I mean, I hate lawyers, but if it's got to be done, it's got to be done. Now this, you're going to love this. This is from Sons of Liberty Media. Mentally ill transgender man angry that a gynecologist refused to accept him as a patient.
Well.
You can't make this stuff up.
Why would he even want to go to a gynecologist?
Because he thinks he's a girl.
Because he can't get anybody else to look at it.
Gynecology, a branch of medicine that deals with the diseases and routine physical care of the reproductive system of women. That's from Webster's. This is not a hard thing to understand, no pun intended. Gynecology simply deals with the reproductive system and breasts of women, not men who think they're women. Yet, Jonathan Yaniv, who wants everyone to refer to him as Jessica, good God, continues to be an angry man over the fact that people will not kowtow to his mental insanity concerning himself. In the latest rant from the Canadian, there you go, there's your problem right there, who first gained notoriety for bullying female salon workers into waxing his genitals. Oh, my God. He took to Twitter to blame discrimination for a gynecologist refusing to accept him as a patient.
Hey.
This is getting so crazy. Where's this headed, man? This is crazy.
I don't know, man. There's only two genders and about 70-something other mental disorders.
But there you go. This is just crazy.
But
anyway. Let me get a little more serious here. I have been accused of being a fear-mongerer, or a fear-mongrel, if you choose to speak in Jesse Smollett lingo. I prefer to be known as a truther. I just want to convey the truth to you, my radio audience. What you do with that, that's up to you. I merely deliver it. I am nothing but the messenger. If something that I say angers you or makes you want to throw stones at me, please understand that Blue Water Broadcasting has nothing to do with the content of this show. All they do is allow me to have the platform, and I speak from that platform. So blame me, not them. However, if what I say pleases you, then please show your appreciation by helping keep this show and the other shows on this wonderful network on the air by patronizing the sponsors of Blue Water. Make sure to tell them that you chose to give your money to them because you wanted to keep Blue Water on the air. Now, folks, as we've talked about over and over and over, something bad is coming. Something prophetic is right around the corner. They know it. And they have been making preparations to deal with that something now for over 40 years. They have built, using our tax dollars, massive underground facilities that rival the best cities in America. Cities complete with its own infrastructure. We're talking sewer, water, everything.
Schools, hospitals.
Yes, everything. Cities buried deep beneath the earth. Cities that they believe will allow them to survive the cataclysm that's about to come. So what is this cataclysm? What is the government preparing for? Well, I think we know. It's biblical. Something's coming, another planet, something to that effect, and it's going to be so dense that it could pull a continent through the planet and out the other side. It's happened in the Bible before. It's going to happen again. I hope you realize that. You know, our government, they got $7 billion. That's just in a food stuck back at one of these facilities. They got millions of doses of vaccines. So that right there tells me that they're anticipating some kind of pandemic. And it's probably going to be one that they themselves prepare for us. I don't know.
After the cataclysm.
Yes. Yep. Yes, that's the thing. Look at how all this is lining up. They've already, when they're dumping all this aluminum and they're making the soil so acidic, not alkaline, so acidic, before long you won't be able to grow anything. And if that doesn't work, then they use their weather manipulation to bring bad weather to where food can't grow. Anyway, there's going to be a massive food shortage in the next 10 years. There's going to be a massive, massive food shortage.
They've been in those bunkers, you know, so they can escape the pole shift that'll be caused by the
flyby of whatever this thing is. Yes, right. Mm-hmm. I agree. And think about this. The Bushes, 15 years ago now, I guess, they went down to Paraguay and they bought 400,000 or 500,000 acres over the largest aquifer on the planet. Now, hopefully when this pole shift happens, I don't know how that works, but maybe they'll get moved off of it so they can't get to the water. Because water's going to be scarce. And they're going to be sitting on top of the largest amount of fresh water on the planet.
Well, I mean, it's nobody knows which way the shift is going to go.
But if it moves, hopefully it'll move them away from that aquifer.
Well, once when the core shifts, because you know how magnet is. You know, when you get a bigger magnet, it'll make a smaller magnet shift the pole shift on it. It'll mm-hmm. it'll spin.
Yes.
And then after that, then the crustal shift happens.
The top.
It has to compensate, yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it has to spring right. back.
Uh-huh, it has to roll to compensate with the core.
That makes sense. Well, this report that I'm reading, there's a guy out there who's big on Planet X, Brandon Turberville, says, in the last day or so, military convoys have been witnessed traveling both north and south, lines and lines of equipment, Humvees, troop transports, tankers, military personnel carriers, all this stuff, large convoys. Moving. That's scary to me. That's really, really scary.
You'll know it's here once a telltale sign is that they rain iron oxide dust, and when it rains, it'll be raining like it's raining blood.
Well, what about the sky early in the morning or late at night when it's red? Has that got anything to do with it?
It could be some.
That's the chemicals they spray in.
It could be.
Some. I think some iron oxide dust has already reached here, you know, because it has already rained blood rain in Sumatra, in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. I've seen videos on that.
Some rain
in the past too.
What's that?
I said it's been doing that in the past too.
Yeah, it did it during when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. It did mm-hmm. that, and there were massive animal die-offs then. And you remember the frogs, that plague frogs.
The plague of frogs. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that when Moses put it on.
And mosquitoes.
Yes.
Locusts.
Yeah.
You know. And that's been happening here too also.
Yeah. How many different things that happened to them before they
can... It was 10 plagues, wasn't it?
10?
Yeah.
Well, Brandon's talking about seeing a bunch of UN vehicles. And he says these are VXs that weigh 16,600 pounds. And they're made for two plus eight crew. They have gun ports, slits. They don't have doors. They have slits and they have slots so they can slide accept documents. They're also big enough to pass through a can of soda, but they have gun ports, which is scary.
I've been seeing those for years,
yeah.
man.
Well, apparently
trains.
Lots of them are coming
Yeah,
out.
I'm talking about on trains.
They got strobes, spotlights. Yeah.
That's to
yeah.
keep the population under control.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And also, you hadn't seen the scariest piece of equipment they have yet. The scariest piece of equipment is about the size of an engine, a locomotive engine, and has multiple axles on it. What it is, it's a mobile gas incinerator.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, I've heard about those.
So, whenever you see one, that's the scariest piece of equipment right there.
It's about
the size of a train locomotive.
So they're going to do the Nazi thing, but they're going to have it mobile.
But it's going to be mobile, yeah.
Figures. All right, last big break of the night, 272-9228, the number here in Glendale Building. Give us a call, 272-9228.
It's another night on Alabama's streets and highways. And for the officers patrolling them, that means danger. Drugs, weapons, violent crimes, It's all in a day's work. But the biggest threat to these officers' lives isn't criminals. It's drivers. Drivers who fail to move over and get out of the way. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. And not just them. Tow truck drivers, highway maintenance workers, risking their lives every day. In the last decade alone, over 138 officers lost their lives in traffic-related crashes. And too many of those were on roadsides right here in Alabama. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by Aldot Alia, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Pretty quiet weekend forecast, mostly cloudy skies. The rain chances are not zero, but they're fairly small. It's about a 20% chance, you know, through tonight and tomorrow, and maybe a slightly better chance Sunday night. But the low tonight will be 48. High tomorrow in the low 60s with cloudy skies again on Sunday. Then on Monday, we'll reach the low 70s. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms by Monday night into Tuesday as the first of two fronts moves through the area. Then there'll be a big temperature drop by Tuesday night into Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I just saw this story. This is very interesting. In 2011, a Danish school trip went wrong when the boat capsized in an icy lake. Seven of the school children died. For 6 hours, they had no heartbeat. Doctors at the hospital warmed their blood, and they all came back to life. First, this says, the first of its kind. I've read about people who drowned in ice water and were revived. But 6 hours? That is amazing.
Yes.
That is absolutely. And you're saying, Postman, that's like the ice. It's the key's the ice water, right?
Right. It is. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So if you're going to die...
Die
and you
want to
come
water.
Back? Yeah.
So sure. Spend all of your life on ice water and you'll be okay, right?
Well, no, because then you'll die in the ice water, but yeah, then they'll bring you back.
That's true. You'll have a very boring life.
So you can spend your life and death in the ice water.
There you go.
And then live in it again.
You wouldn't have much of a life.
Right.
And what I believe you can call treason, a Democratic Party donor will be appointed to the Senate by the Georgia governor over Trump's favorite. Trump recommended this a certain guy be appointed. The governor over there is Brian Kemp. He is going to reject, actually already has, President Donald Trump's conservative choice to the U.S. Senate and instead appoint the spot to an establishment-friendly moderate when he makes the announcement. I think he already has, to be honest with you. Kemp is anticipated to select women's basketball team owner Kelly Loeffler to replace Senator Johnny Isakson, who is stepping down at the end of 2019 due to health issues. Trump was pushing for Doug Collins, one of his strongest defenders in the U.S. House, to receive that appointment. How about that? Of course, you got to remember about all, you got to look at all the money that this Democrat has given to the party, because you got to buy in on their little deal, you know? All the Democrats, they get the money, so they just give it to each other and all that kind of stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
DMT. I don't know, we've talked a lot about DMT. I know we've talked about it. I don't know a whole lot, but Postman, earlier you were talking about the dream state and how important that is to our imagination. Well, there's something called a waking dream state. I think that's what you were talking about. Well,
yeah, I mean, I was talking about the one, you know, during the shadow hour, but but daydreams count too.
Well, a study led by a team of researchers at the Center for Psychedelic Research at the Imperial College London, that's what it says.
Sign me up.
Recently published in the journal Scientific Reports, demonstrated that people under the influence of DMT show brainwave patterns similar to a dream state, but only when they're awake. In this study, 13 participants were given DMT in a research lab while they were hooked up to electrodes that measured the brain's electrical activity during different stages in their experience. The data show that DMT significantly changes the electrical activity that takes place in the brain, causing a reduction in the alpha waves, which are typically very active during your waking state, and an increase in the theta waves, which is associated with dreaming. So how about that?
Yeah, I'm totally fascinated by the whole DMT thing because it's something that naturally occurs within your body and in naturally growing vegetation. However, your body isn't able to really process and utilize all the DMT. But if you get high concentrations of it and with the MAOI, supposedly, yeah, it's like, you get the effects like doing ayahuasca or peyote or something like that. But it's interesting to read the stories and people that have done like large doses of DMT.
The things they encounter, the creatures.
Yeah, well, not just the creatures, but it depends on who you are, you know, on what you're going to experience. But most of them, you know, tell you that they meet the creator. They feel like they're wrapped in love and things like that, and they just feel so enlightened to everything. But when the biggest side effect of like doing large amounts of DMT is that they can't stop talking about it,
like you're doing right now.
I haven't done it
really,
but I've studied it because I was thinking,
get the lie detector out for me.
All right, okay.
BS. No, I haven't. But I'm so fascinated with it that you know, I've definitely considered that would be pretty cool to try it, but I'm too scared. Somebody's calling in.
Uh-oh. Somebody's calling in?
Yeah, you want to get?
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous.
Yeah, DMT, remember when you die, there's a large dose of that that's released by the brain naturally. And it's believed that that may be the, what people see when they come up to see the light and whatnot. And, yeah, but anyone that wants to experience that, they can order them some canary grass and plant the seeds, grow it, and dissolve it down. And anyways, this it's not complicated, but it
are we speaking
available.
From experience here? No comment.
I'm just saying.
Anonymously speaking, of course.
Yeah, man, look, one day we're going to get our funds together and go down to Brazil and do it right, but it's available.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Out here.
Later. Well, Anonymous, you know, it's amazing how much he sounded like Sam, isn't it?
Well,
I'm sure it's just a you know one of those weird coincidences, right? Yeah, it's got to be, just you know.
Well, no, there's another guy that sounds exactly like Sam.
What's his name?
And I keep getting confused. I can't remember his name. I think it's something like Sam.
Yeah.
No, kidding.
Yeah, that's him.
No, it's there's actually he's called several times, and I keep getting him confused with Sam. But,
it happens.
I've met him before.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. That's Matthew 7:15-20. On Sunday, December 1st, 2019, open sodomite, Democratic candidate for the nomination to run for president, Pete Buttigieg, attended the Goldsboro, North Carolina church pastored by William Barber II. Both Buttigieg and Barber disgraced any house of the Lord with their attendance. Buttigieg is an unrepentant, open sodomite, and Barber is a, and I'm using 84 air quotes here, pastor that speaks falsehoods and misleads his, quote, followers. While Buttigieg is nodding and listening, Barber declares that illegal immigrants from Mexico were merely reclaiming land from the United States. Hmm. Yeah, well, Barber's long on lies and short on knowledge of the history of the Mexican-American War. However, Barber isn't interested in truth because he's not a man of God. In all actuality, Barber is a part of the number one enemy of black Americans, according to Patricia Dixon. Here is a woman, Patricia Dixon, who speaks the truth. Barber did recount correctly that Abraham Lincoln, then a freshman Whig congressman from Illinois, boasted opposition to the Mexican-American War, mainly on President James Polk's conduct for the war. He omits the fact that when Texas secured its independence from Mexico and joined the U.S., Mexico considered the inclusion of Texas as an act of war. As a result of several border skirmishes, war was declared by Congress against Mexico at President Polk's insistence. As a result of the treaty to end the war, Mexico ceded the territory to the U.S. and was paid, that's important, $18 million in compensation. How about that? So apparently they need to get their damn facts straight before they start talking about Mexico's taking back what's theirs. We bought it from them. We have the receipt. It's not, you know, maybe this is like Walmart. You ain't got to have a receipt, but we have it. I mean, come on, folks. Wake up.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. Yeah, right. Yeah, it actually belongs to them. No, we bought it from a moron. But then again, he probably had, you know, a liberal education, and they don't talk about stuff like that.
Then they'll say we took the Louisiana Purchase from the French.
Exactly. Well, I'll be talking. Well, maybe, you know, I do like the idea of defending one's honor by doing a duel. I admire them for that. I respect them for that.
Well.
Handing them the glove or slapping them with the glove, meeting dawn in the morning, you know, pistols. By the Grove, 10 steps, turn around, fire. Works for me. I like it.
Yeah, what was his name? That Georgia senator, Talmadge.
Oh, yeah, then the guy that was president or something?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't remember.
Kill that guy.
I have a public school education. I don't know. 272-9228. Be back in 3 minutes. Finish this thing up.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work. Well, we're moving
on. Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, welcome to the waning moments of clearing the air. Here's an article, Who's Watching Whom? FBI warns smart TV owners of the product's hackability. As we've been telling you over and over and over, anything that emits a wireless signal can be grabbed. That signal can be grabbed. And it can be stolen. It can be modified. You don't want anything. I totally resist charging my phone wirelessly. I totally resist everything wireless. The only thing we've got right now is Wi-Fi, and I'm working on running hard wires. The Cat 5 cables to put into our computers. I don't like wireless. Wireless is bad. But the Oregon FBI has issued a public advisory alerting U.S. consumers about the backdoor hazards associated with new smart TVs that come equipped with unsecured cameras and microphones. Customers who recently scored Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals on state-of-the-art smart TVs may want to reconsider letting the tech into their home following a recent public notice from the FBI. While it's not uncommon for consumers to suspect there's a risk of someone, whether it be the product manufacturer, a government agency, or just a neighborhood hacker, listening in on conversations through voice-activated devices and remotes, authorities are now warning families of the dangers and hackability of new TVs with built-in cameras. At the low end, this is the FBI talking here, at the low end of the risk spectrum, they can change channels, play with the volume, show your kids inappropriate videos, the Oregon's FBI Tech Tuesday notice claimed. In a worst-case scenario, they can turn on your bedroom TV camera and microphone and silently cyberstalk you. So, if you're a guy and you happen to be going to your favorite porn channel and you see a video of you, then you know your TV in the bedroom's been hacked. So keep that in mind out there, all you pervs. Don't get some the smart TVs. I think the last one we bought from my mom, we got one of the last few TVs that weren't smart TVs. I don't know that you can get one anymore. I don't think you can. And that's not good. Smart TVs are bad. Don't like smart TVs. Okay, I'm going to get into this the last few minutes of this show, but we're going to get deeper into it next week. Dead Jewish whistleblower confirmed Kabbalist WW3, World War III scenario. This is where we're going to get into this project. David Goldberg, 59, was murdered the 8th of June after revealing that a White House insider had provided him with memos that revealed, number one, Trump had converted to Judaism 2 years ago and was planning an attack on Iran this autumn in order to fulfill Jewish prophecy, and two, Trump believes his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is destined to be the Messiah. In other words, the Antichrist. Interesting stuff here.
Hey, It runs Lucent Technologies, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a Lucent, which used to be Lucifer.
Right, Lucifer, yeah. Light bearer.
Huh. Michael Berg said Trump is the instrument of a fanatical Kabbalist cult, the Chabad, C-H-A-B-A-D, which believes that the Goyim, that's us, right? G-O-I-M, the Goyim, must be non-Jewish, must be destroyed in the Third World War in order for the Messiah to return and assume ownership or leadership over a Masonic, Jewish-dominated world. Interesting. According to this source, Trump was pushed by his daughter Ivanka and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to join the faith. At first, he resisted, stating it could threaten his base of evangelical Christian voters. However, he had a change of heart and was officially converted in early 2017. The ceremony was held in private and closely guarded for nearly 2 years. It appears the White House is prepared to slowly release this information, and by summer, it's expected Trump will fully address his new faith in an evening televised news conference. That's interesting. Very interesting. The plan involves a ground invasion and the use of tactical nukes in a campaign planned for the fall of 2019. And they're saying Iran will be, quote, wiped off the map. And the war effort is expected to cost 2.5 times the cost of the Iraq war. The war will be promoted by the news media, and Trump will go right along with it after an expected false flag pinned on Iran, probably something involving the boats in the Strait of Hormuz. This false flag will be an internal part of the plan, as Iran has reportedly no desire or intent to start a war, according to this White House whistleblower. The war plans have the White House staff in an excited tizzy as war hawks like John Bolton put the finishing touches on the planned strike. President Trump initially showed resistance but has since jumped on board with enthusiasm, convinced that Iran is an existential threat to Israel, and as such, war is required to, quote, eliminate them. Further details have been revealed, including 100 tactical nukes will be used to eliminate the Iranian military. 120,000 U.S. ground troops will be used in the invasion. France, the U.K., you know, usual suspects, Canada, Saudi Arabia, and Israel are expected to join a coalition in support of the war. CIA assets and counter-intel efforts have been ramped up over the past year in preparation for this. And a false flag is being prepared to be used before the war with Iran. Propaganda is being prepped by the White House and its Israeli counterparts. That would be Mossad. Israel will support the effort, and Benjamin Netanyahu was reportedly smiling ear to ear during a recent meeting with John Bolton. I don't know that I believe all this.
So,
I don't know that I believe this at all.
What kind of dates are on this? Is it 2020?
Let me go back and look.
2021?
That's a good question.
Or has this this scenario already passed? Because
is Bolton still there?
No, he's not.
That's right, he's not.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is legit.
No, that did not. But it did ramp up, just like you're talking about.
And he had a chance to fire some stuff.
Yeah,
at Iran,
he did.
And he didn't.
And he didn't. Right.
Yeah. So this must be BS.
No. It was it was on the table, but it didn't happen.
But it didn't. Why do you think? Do you think it didn't happen because we didn't want it to happen? Because I think they're jonesing for a war. They've been jonesing for a war with Iran. Well, you think it didn't happen because Trump didn't want it to happen?
I don't know. Eventually, one's going to take place or whatever. You know, because Iran is in a state of turmoil right now,
mm-hmm.
as we speak.
I know that the youngsters in Iran who want to mimic Americans, they do not like the leadership there because it's so closed. But, you know, the problem in Iran was started by us, the CIA, in, what, 48, whenever it was, when we deposed their duly elected president, who was Time Magazine's Man of the Year. And we got him kicked out because they had the audacity to demand that they get half of the money that their own oil's been sold for. Can't have that.
What you talking about when they put the Shah in?
Yes.
Or before that?
No, they had Mossadegh was the president, who was educated in Europe. He came in and the oil had been nationalized by the British, who went in and did some discoveries in the early 1900s. Oh. So the British was pumping out Iran's oil, and they were giving Iran 16 cents on the dollar for their oil.
Wow.
So Mossadegh said, whoa, no. We'll do 50-50. Hell, it's their oil. And they said no. So British contacted CIA and said, you got to do something. So CIA did a false flag and got him out of there and put the Shah in. That's what happened. Do we have a caller?
We did, but they didn't respond when I picked up the phone.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Maybe they got scared off.
Maybe they're invisible, and their vocal cords are invisible, and they can't speak. Yeah. You ever thought about that?
Vocal cords are visible or invisible?
Either one.
Either one, yeah.
Either one. Think about it.
That could cause a problem.
A massive problem. On the way back on our 4-hour road trip today, I was listening to old radio, and one of the stories was about a guy who had a serum that made him invisible. Stuff from the 40s and 50s. That's going to get me going back on their push to get rid of internal combustion engines. And we've made such strides in internal combustion engines, it's ridiculous now to dump them. But, yeah, whatever. Yeah, no point getting into that. We're just getting late. We only got a couple of 3 minutes. So let me see what else I've got that's quick. We all know about Epstein's banker killing himself, supposedly. A guy named Thomas Bowers, who was Epstein's private wealth banker. He's the one that brokered and signed off on tens of millions of dollars in Deutsche Bank and Citibank loans for Epstein over the past 20 years, was found swinging from a rope. His death was quickly ruled a suicide by L.A. County Medical Examiner. Isn't this the same medical examiner that keeps making mistakes?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, the FBI was seeking to interview him about loans that he approved for Epstein, as well as to investigate Epstein's maze of U.S.-based and offshore corporations. See, Epstein had stopped making payments on his multi-million-dollar Citibank loans after Bowers started working at Deutsche Bank, but he went ahead and approved new high-risk loans and credit lines from the second bank for him so he could pay off the money he still owed on the first bank. So basically, he was borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. And they wanted to talk to him about that, but apparently he won't be talking anytime soon, because it's a shame he didn't just drown in ice water, and they could have brought him back.
Yeah, and they need to call in Dr. G and let her do the...
Yeah, well, they could have just turned his vocal cords invisible.
That's true. City loans were more than $25 million, believe it or not. Deutsche Bank closed out his account weeks after the bank was served federal subpoenas, or subpoenas, whatever those are. Subpoenas. So Epstein was pure Mossad. He was working to get dirt on everybody, and he was working pretty dadgum well. Only problem was he was offering up young girls that were minors. And that's not good. That's illegal. You should be shot for that kind of stuff, in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm just a hawk show toast.
Yeah.
Guys, it's been fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've had a very... Anyway, this stuff's getting worse. It's getting on my face now. It's getting in my lips, these fibers. And when I go to pull them out, things fly out. I'm not making this up. Little white things fly out. So they're growing inside of my skin. It's creepy. Is what it is. All right, guys. Love each and every one of you. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. That's the God, our God. All caps. All the time. Not their God. Their God is a former VP at Creation Incorporated, known then as Lucifer. Now we just know him as Satan or the devil. He's the bad guy, by the way, just in case you didn't know that. Get your life straight. Get your soul right. Get ready. Get down on your knees and talk to the Creator. That's what's important. All right, guys. Y'all got like 30 seconds. Split it up amongst yourselves. Mumble amongst yourselves. You can murmur if you wish.
They turned the freaking frogs gay.
You have anything to counter that, Postman?
No, except for good night, folks. It's about time to go.
It is time to go.